Seven Pilots. They found immediate success in the 90s and one of the biggest bands of the 90s. After five studio albums, they separated, then got back together, and then changed front men. Now they had Chester Bennington as the front man, and now they're achieving great success again. They got a new EP out, High Rise, and also Out of Time was released over the summer and vaulted to the top of the active rock radio chart. Number one hit already. STP still strong. Let's bring in Eric and Dean. Eric Kretz, Dean DeLeo. There you go.
There How they are. Doing, hey, fellas? Dean. Hey, Eric.
Nice. Have a
How
seat.
Are you?
Good to see you. Thank
I
you
like
for coming
the
in.
It's like we're selling Girl Scout cookies, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll take a box of Thin Mints.
This is like, who just stopped by?
You know, just rock stars. No big deal.
It's in the neighborhood. Ozzy's out in the hallway.
So are you just now coming off of your American tour? Are you
Yeah, we just finished a tour across America about 2 weeks ago. And we're heading out to Japan to do a Godzilla-sized couple festivals out there.
Have you performed there before?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
It's a long time.
Are you huge in Japan? Like, they're going to go crazy for you. They're going to go crazy.
Chester might be a little bigger, actually, than we actually are.
Now, when you guys hooked up with Chester, it says here in the bio, like, it was his lifelong dream at one point to sing for Stone Temple Pilots. So did you know that about him? And when you guys wanted to change front men, did you guys call him? Did he call you? I mean, how did that even hook up?
I called him.
You called him up?
And I liked the path of least resistance. I knew the answer would be yes.
He made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Cordless phone. 19-inch color TV.
Oh, my God. It was that easy.
I'm in.
Right?
And you guys have had great success once again. I mean, your new EP, and then you got the Out of Time that went to number one in the active rock and radio charts. And
he just said the Out of Time.
Did I say the Out of Time?
Did you?
I kind of like my mom would say,
the
and the Out of Time. I love the Out of Time song.
The Out of Time.
The Out of Time is just so nice.
Would you look at that?
See, it's like being here with your mom.
The Led Zeppelin, hon.
The Madonna. That's what my mom.
That Madonna.
Yeah, the marijuana. Are you guys on the pot?
You on the pot?
Have you been doing the pot?
When my mom said, "Are you on the pot?" I thought it meant like the toilet. That's
right.
What we called it.
Your dad's on the pot.
Oh.
He's out in the garage smoking weed.
That's right. You wish.
Francis' dad smoked weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred.
You knew it?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Did you find out later
the
where you're like, that's
great.
What dad smelled like?
I would borrow some occasionally.
Oh.
Did he have good stuff?
Oh!
I always forget to put it back.
I could swear I had more
pot.
Of... Oh, maybe your mom's getting into it. I'd swear I had more of this stuff.
You were probably a big liquor cabinet raider.
Yeah, but the first time I took anything, it was like, it must have been something that my parents' friends had brought over to the house for a dinner party, like that bottle of wine that you know nothing about. So it was like this really sweet
peppermint schnapps.
German.
Disgusting.
Oh, well, I'll never drink that stuff again. There are a few alcohols that I will never drink again. Peppermint schnapps is one of them. Goldschlager is another one that
Is there an alcohol you guys will never drink again?
Like she's two for two over there.
Oh, both of those are for you as well.
And Jägermeister for me too. It's like I'm a wine drinker, so that's what I love, and I'll drink beer and stuff. But Jägermeister, I'll never drink again.
Mine's
ever,
Southern
not even
Comfort.
A shot.
I can't do Southern Comfort ever again. Oh my God,
that's the night you had sex with a fat
smell
ballerina.
Of it, kind of.
That's the night I was raped by a fat ballerina.
You can't call it rape when you went back
that's
for
the
more.
Worst,
was she wearing the tutu?
She was.
Was she with the shoes and everything?
Therein lies the problem. He woke up with it on.
I guess you can't call it rape if you call her again. I mean, I was like, okay, that was kind of fun.
She was a real giver, that one.
Like, what are we talking? What's the weight on this ballerina?
Oh, she was probably in the low twos.
Oh!
And for a ballerina, that's like the whole squad, right?
Yeah, talk about a nutcracker. Jesus. Ouch.
You know, she reminded me of like the hippos. What movie was that where they had the ballerina hippos?
Dumbo thing. Or something.
Yeah, it was like Mary Poppins or something, wasn't it? Or something like
there's
that.
There's ballerina hippos.
Eric Kretz and Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots are hanging out with us. Now, of all the cities that you guys just were in and did your show and your American tour, which one was the best city to do the show in?
You know, the Northeast is, every time you play the Northeast, it's a different kind of crowd up there than what we are used to in California. So you got Boston, you got What was the what's the city for the Starland in New
Yeah,
Jersey?
Yeah, Starland. We did the show
reopening.
In New Jersey.
Is it because they're just hungry like for entertainment as opposed to being in L.A. especially or California?
Hollywood audiences suck, I think. As far as like being a band and playing for Hollywood, everyone sits there and they're almost too cool to be there.
I think it's those cold winters out there. Yeah, kind of chisels them down, you know.
When we reopened the Starland, which was destroyed from Hurricane Sandy out in New Jersey.
Right.
And whether you call this good or bad, but there was girls fighting girls, boys fighting boys, all during the show.
Oh.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Cause
distracting? Or do you just, when you're up on stage, you're just
as
like,
as long as no one really gets hurt.
Okay.
It's not distracting.
But I think when you're traveling, I would factor in, if I were a musician or somebody who had to travel, I'd be like, well, it's what you do when you have your downtime. It's those cities where you're like, you hate to be in certain cities because you're like, there's literally nothing to do. When we have, because you have a lot of downtime, right? You have to.
Well, at this point, they don't give us a day off in Toledo. You know what I mean?
You don't want a day off in Toledo.
But it was a really nice day down in where we're in Charlotte, South Carolina. Where were we that day? It was a beautiful day.
Beautiful.
Just kind of
went
in Rome. You know,
right?
Went
like
in Rome.
Day off in Tokyo is probably good because you can just roam around and
do
stuff.
That's when you say that we're off next week. You know,
so you're just gonna be roaming around Tokyo
aimlessly. Saying, does anyone speak English? Please help me.
Now, are you guys...
Is this all right to eat?
Yeah, no kidding.
You can apparently get
anything. How come the fish is glowing? Why?
Yeah, exactly.
You can get anything from a vending machine. I think you can even get a fish sandwich out of a vending machine.
You can get... avoid that. You can even get the panties of a virgin in Tokyo out of a vending machine. You just press like E7 and it come down. There's a picture.
It's right next to the vinegar chips.
Vicky's vinegar chips.
Oh, sea salt and pepper.
Now, are you guys that when you're in Tokyo will go to like get a massage and all that kind of stuff? Like go into those little parlor type of things?
I made the mistake once. I used to live in downtown Los Angeles, right near Little Tokyo there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the shiatsu massage,
right,
which is when they walk on your back and do that. And I did that at the end of a tour. This is like 20 years ago, thinking it was the most painful thing I've ever had in my life. Like, why are you hurting
me? I'm paying for this. This is so awful.
Yeah.
And what sucks,
I'll tell you anything. Just stop.
What sucks about that, too, is I've had that massage, but when it's your first one and you didn't, I had a friend take me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know. I thought I was just going for Burke Williams.
Yeah.
I thought I was going for the Burke Williams, you know, massage, and all of a sudden I'm laying there, and there's this little Taiwanese girl, I don't know what, and she was climbing all over me, standing on me, using her elbows, all of her body weight, and I'm like,
yeah,
this is...
a shiatsu full release is when you eject bone marrow.
She really got the
so
toxins
painful.
Out. She really did. You're going to be
really
nice and relaxed.
Total cleanse.
Still cheating, though, by the way.
Eric Kratz and Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots hanging out with us. We ask everybody this question. I want to hear from Eric first. I know the how. Just the story behind the losing of your virginity.
Yeah, I heard that coming in. It was, you know what? I was in love back in high school, so it was a pretty...
You tried to be romantic with it?
No, it was just a good thing all the way around. It was kind of nice to have a relationship getting into that.
See, and then,
how long did you
that?
Date this girl before you know actually close the deal?
3 weeks, 4 weeks.
He was in love.
Well, at that age,
put
you
work in.
I was true. Young.
Broke her down. Did you put out rose petals or something? Did you try to be,
No. It's just a Halloween night, kind of.
Oh, it was Halloween night.
In costume?
Yeah,
you're coming up on your anniversary of your first time then, Eric.
What were you? What was your costume?
I was a surgeon, and I remember showing up to a couple parties, and my nose is very prominent and pointy, so I couldn't get away with hiding from anyone. Everyone's like, oh, there's Kritz. We can tell by your nose under the surgical mask.
No matter mask. What you were dressed as. Oh, Eric.
And she was dressed as a member?
Uterus. He really went.
He was the guy to
call. He was a surgeon, yeah. He really went there.
It doesn't matter what she was dressed as because at 14 years old, you're just thinking one thing.
That's all he saw.
Right, right.
She was dressed as a beaver.
A young Eric.
All right,
Kratz.
Dean. All right, let's hear your story.
I just lost my virginity a couple years back when I met my wife.
Oh, yeah. You waited for the right one.
I did.
Smart. Yeah. She's
here
listening.
Is the driven snow.
Yeah. I was a very nice boy. Certified.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, nice boy.
Now, were you a musician at a very early age?
Yeah, pretty young.
So like in high school, like when you were dressed as the surgeon, Eric, you were already playing
surgically playing drums, correct?
So from a young age.
Yeah, like junior high school.
So that helps with the girls already. So you never had a problem.
Well, I met some of the cats Eric played with back in the day. These were real, real fine guitar players.
Yeah, I grew up in San Jose. There's some really great talent up there as far as guitar players, drummers, and bass players and such.
He was like a real musician.
You really have, I mean, no
memory,
virginal lost story. I mean, come on, tell
your wife has got to know.
It's the one that everybody remembers. I don't want to ask you about number two through whatever, but the first one, whether it be
I'll tell you what. Next time
experience.
You guys want me down, we'll bring her and she will elaborate. It'll be it'll be tasty, man. I will not let you down.
I can't wait to hear the story.
All the details.
Now I really want to know.
All right, so back after the Asian tour. You guys are coming back in.
She'll
here
tell you. Sting's got nothing on me, man. She'll tell you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you you guys have a Twitter or the Facebook or something where people can follow you guys?
She.
Yes.
What's it? At Stone Temple Pilots? At SDP?
SDP, yeah.
At SDP. Facebook as well?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
They're going to be going out on tour in Asia, so I'm probably sure you're probably not going to get their ticket match if you're listening to this show.
Yeah.
But go pick up their new EP, High Rise. I'm sure it's available on iTunes and your Facebook page. Link right to it. Thank you guys for coming in. Good luck with everything. And be sure and come back and bring her next time.
Yes, all right. I want to hear this story.
Can I say hi to my son?
Yes.
Of course.
Hi, Rocco. I love you.
Aww.
How's Rocco?
Rocco's 10.
10 years old? Okay, I understand
why. He snapped a picture of a ghost yesterday on the Queen Mary on the B deck. We caught a ghost.
Really?
Yes. Dean. I'll show it to you when we get off.
Dean.
Well, what's it look like? Does it like look like
a, looks like a man with his arms out.
Shut up, Rocco.
You were posing for a picture. It looked like he was posing with you with his arms around you, or was
no,
like he
Rocco,
was down the hallway?
We were on the B deck, which is the most paranormal activity on the ship.
Have you guys ever been on the Queen Mary?
Several times.
Yeah, yeah. It's creepy.
And he was just taking pictures, and I mean, here you go.
Whoa.
We're going to post Rocco. This picture. Oh, my God.
Okay,
you can
what
actually
is that?
See the hands and the head.
Eyes,
yeah.
Ears, face.
Rocco.
We were freaked out.
Well, yeah.
Did you go there because of the paranormal activity? You guys are into that? Or?
We just had a day. We wanted to hang out.
Wanted to go hang out?
Yeah. My wife said, she's like, let's go on the Queen Mary. I was like,
it's a cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you take a picture of a ghost. Well, I guess you're a 10-year-old boy.
Well,
you love that kind
apparently
of thing.
Now I have to buy him a thermal camera.
Yeah, now he's all into it.
Geiger counter. And
he's going to be a ghost
night
hunter.
Vision goggles, the whole thing.
Did you approach anybody at the Queen Mary and say, is there a story about a man on this particular... I mean, is there...
There was a murder on that, right where we were.
Okay, you're creeping me. Are you just telling Halloween ghost stories
right
now?
No, for real.
I know. We love these kind of stories, especially around Halloween. We talk about that. We talked about that Twitter, that terrifyings or something, where people snap all these pictures of ghosts and such.
Yeah, look what Kretz talks about on Halloween. Jeez, Mr. Surgeon over there. Give it to me.
Give me the nose.
Give me that prominent nose.
Oh, my
repeatedly.
Goodness.
Eric Kratz and Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots, thank you guys for coming in. Tell the rest
thank
of them
you.
We said hello. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.